Mexican president tests positive for COVID-19. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on January 24, 2021. Mexico's president Andrés Manuel López Obrador confirmed he tested positive for the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. He said he will take a step back from his usual duties. The announcement comes at a time when Mexico is undergoing an alarming spike in infections and fatalities. Through his social media accounts, President López Obrador, AMLO, announced he tested positive for the virus but appeared to have mild symptoms. During his announcement, the president said Mexican Secretary of the Interior Olga Sánchez Cordero would be taking his place during his daily morning news conferences. He said he would still try to stay on top of things from the National Palace. Lamento informar que estoy contagiado de COVID-19. Los síntomas son leves pero ya estoy en tratamiento médico. Como siempre, soy optimista. Saldremos adelante todos. Me representa la DRA. Olga Sánchez Cordero en las mañanas para informar cómo lo hacemos todos los días. Andrés Manuel, at López Obrador _, January 25, 2021. Despite dealing with the virus, AMLO is expected to have a phone conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin to look into having Mexico receive the Sputnik V vaccine. Mexico is dealing with a shortage of vaccines despite government promises that they would be readily available. Yo estaré pendiente de los asuntos públicos de estabilización nacional. Por ejemplo, mañana tendré una llamada con el presidente Vladimir Putin porque, independientemente de las relaciones de amistad, existe la posibilidad de que nos envíen la vacuna Sputnik V. Andrés Manuel, at López Obrador _, January 25, 2021. The social media announcement was widely shared in Mexico, where many political figures, as well as average users, wished him a speedy recovery. However, just as many messages wished the opposite. These messages caused Twitter to issue a message in Spanish warning of action against bullying and those wishing ill on the sick. Nuestra política contra el comportamiento abusivo señala, entre otras cosas, que no toleramos contenido que promueva. Insight o expres el deseo o esperanza de que una persona o grupo de personas se muren, sufren daños físicos graves o se ven afectados por enfermedades severas. Twitter Seguro, at Twitter Seguro, January 25, 2021. The news of AMLO becoming infected comes at a time when Mexico has seen a sharp increase in the spread of the virus, largely attributed to holiday parties. According to the most recent figures from Mexico's Health Secretariat, the country currently has 1,763,219 confirmed cases and 146,614 fatalities. Nuestra política contra el comportamiento abusivo señala, entre otras cosas, que no toleramos contenido que promueva. Insight o expres el deseo o esperanza de que una persona o grupo de personas se muren, sufren daños físicos graves o se ven afectados por enfermedades severas. Twitter Seguro, at Twitter Seguro, January 25, 2021. Almost since the start of the pandemic, Mexico's government has been widely accused of limiting access to testing as a way to artificially report fewer cases in comparison to other nations. Mexico has also been accused of undercounting the number of deaths, a practice that has been questioned by international health experts. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.